So a common theme with our prophet Zechariah and our gospel, this journey towards Jerusalem. We can almost imagine a procession, much like we begin Mass from the narthex or from the sacristy, this journeying towards. And this part of Luke's gospel, chapter 9, with resolute determination, reflecting on what we have in the Old Testament with his face set like flint, as Isaiah talks to us about the suffering servant. This chapter 9 is a moment of pivot in Luke's gospel. From this moment on to the end, he is resolutely determined to go to Jerusalem, that place of encounter with the Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes, those who are in their own way resolutely determined to kill him. But he doesn't shy away. He doesn't back down. He goes because he knows that's where the Father is calling him. In the first reading, we've been hearing these prophets preparing for the rebuilding of the temple that was destroyed during the Babylonian exile in the 500s BC. And so now in Zechariah, we have that they're going. And all the Gentile nations are seeing what's happening. And what a beautiful image that is, a vivid image. They want to cling to their garments because they know that God is with them. They want, wherever you're going, I want to go with you because I know that God is with you. I don't know where you're going, but I want to go with you. We can imagine it was the same kind of momentum that Jesus carried with him. Which is why so often the disciples and those following him got a little shaky when they realized that they were going to the cross because they wanted to be with Jesus. This is the invitation, the opportunity for each one of us this morning. In a very real way, you will come into procession, coming to encounter Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. But as you leave here as well, will you carry God with you in a very real and absolute way? So that in your conversations, in your communications, in your daily work today, will the people around you who may not even know the Lord want to be with you because they know that God is with you? We ask for that grace, to have that resolute determination, to not shy away from the sufferings and the crosses that come with being a disciple, but to be confident that God is with us, that God is leading us, God is guiding us. Because just like in the time of Zechariah, the people needed that witness. The world today needs yours. As you leave here this morning, go with confidence that God is with you.